Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can also find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and on the road. And you can check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to get totally pumped for the State of the Union. State of the Union. It's exciting. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Becca Hall from Mercer Island, Washington.
Oh, Mercer Island, a beautiful island out there in outside Seattle.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I am a reservationist for Sky City Restaurant at the Space Needle.
You are the reservationist for the restaurant on top of the Space Needle?
Yes.
That is awesome. You hold the keys to eating in the Space Needle. Space Needle.
Yeah. Do you serve noodles in the needle?
Well, Becca, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks. In your honor, he'll rotate while doing it. Of course, he won't finish them. Your job is to do that. Do that two times out of three, and you'll win our game. Ready to play?
Yes.
Here is our first limerick.
My doctor gave me a sly look. As he leafed through my chart, his head shook. Your depression is bad. There's no drugs to be had. I'm prescribing you read a good
book.
Yes, a good book. Doctors in England will soon start prescribing their patients the most disappointing drugs ever, books. Starting this year, public libraries across Britain will house a list of doctor-approved books intending to help people with mood problems, anger, worry, eating disorders. For example, are you eating too much? Try reading The Jungle. Here is your next limerick.
An outhouse endorsed by my vet is the best public works project yet. I'm leaving my stoop without baggies or scoop, because there's bathrooms out there for my
pet.
Right, pet. China is opening up more than 1,000 public pet restrooms in the city of Shenzhen, apparently unaware that pets already have a public restroom known as the entire world.
Can you imagine the a public restroom, like a men's room in a city is one thing. That's one level of hell.
Yeah.
And imagine the shape, the ones that the dogs use. Actually, it probably couldn't
be
worse. Yeah, it wouldn't be that bad.
I'm just happy because you know how there are men, and the men listening will know what I mean, all the time you spent waiting outside ladies' rooms, waiting for your girlfriend or wife or female companion to just finish up and come back out. Now women will be able to appreciate that, standing outside the pet restrooms, waiting for their pets to come out.
Well, the difference is, you know, when you're waiting for your wife, you can't do what you do when you're waiting for your dog, which is go poop, come on, go poop, go poop.
I'm glad you don't do that, Tom, but there are guys who do that. Apparently it's a major symptom in a lot of divorces.
All right, here is your last limerick.
I used to retreat like a turtle, but now to the bedroom I hurtle. When in-laws drop by, the egg count is high. When her mom's near, my wife is more
fertile.
Yes, indeed, fertile. Turns out the closer you live to your parents, the greater likelihood of your getting pregnant. British researchers have found the prospect of free childcare has a real physiological effect. This is true on your reproductive system. So tonight, when you're trying to conceive with your partner, just think as hard as you can of your mom and dad being quite nearby.
Putin ought to work that into his mix over there.
Carl, how did Becca do in our quiz?
Well, Rebecca gets congratulations, Peter. You had three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Thank you.